Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. And the reason is that high school and college just don't teach you anything about building wealth. They don't teach you the rules of money. They don't teach you what the rich are teaching their kids. You know, it's just, you are responsible to learn this stuff on your own. Now, the good news is there are thousands of books on it, thousands of seminars on it. It's out there, but only for the people who are willing to go get it. And by listening to this show, I hope to help you a little bit, but don't rely on this show by itself. Make sure you're reading, attending seminars, meeting new people, and so on. Today, I want to talk about balanced life just a little bit in this first segment. And this is spurred by, and I'm not even sure why it came up in my head, but I was thinking about a friend of mine who is dying of obesity, and which is, of course, you know, it's just sad. He's not even 65 yet, won't see 65. And it got me thinking about this guy who had $815 million in the bank the day he blew his head off. Getting out of balance in any of the eight arenas that make up a balanced life destroys the rest of your life. In other words, if you get so focused on one part of a balanced life, and the one that people generally get focused on is money, and they spend all their time trying to make more money, and the concept comes down to they think that as soon as they achieve their financial goals, the rest of their life will fall in place. Their fitness, their family, their romance, their personal growth, their spirituality, it'll all fall into place once I make a lot of money. The problem is that doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because by the time you are making the money that you think you need to have a balanced life, you will have completely destroyed family, romance, fitness, and so on. Now you go back and reconstruct them, and you're no longer committed to the money disappears. What you have to do, and what I see when I'm mentoring people who do this successfully, they do it all at the same time. They remain balanced when they're broke, and then when they do make a lot of money, they're still balanced. But if you allow yourself to get unbalanced and you focus on money, 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 you take that 60, 70 hour a week job because you think, man, as soon as I get this money, I'll get back to my family, I'll get back to romance, I'll get back to fitness. It never happens. You got to do it all at the same time. When I see someone let their health go, like my buddy, that addiction, and I'm not sure which one it is, you know, it's either the addiction to food or the addiction to flavor, or just an addictive personality altogether. But when you are obese, 50, you know, 30 pounds overweight is clinic obesity. 50 pounds overweight is morbid obesity. It means you're dying from that fat tissue. When you make a decision, a series of decisions to get yourself in that position, and you sacrifice your fitness, how are you going to have the energy, the drive for romance, for family, to build wealth? You're carrying around a 50-pound weight every day, all day long. You're tired at the end of the day. Your energy levels are low. And then, of course, that can lead to depression, certain types of depression. So my, we'll call it a sales pitch, is this. One, you need to know the eight parts of a balanced life. You should be able to recite them. Most people don't even know what they are. How could you possibly lead a balanced life if you don't even know what they are? You can't do it. It'd be like a baking a cake without the recipe. You're probably going to fail. Now, these eight I'm about to read off to you are not written in stone. You might add a ninth one. You might take one out. Just in my 34 years of mentoring, I can't imagine which one you would take out, but you might add one. But they are family, romance, and those are two different things. Two different things. A lot of people try to group romance into family. No, don't make that mistake. Sex and romance are completely different from family. Then there's fitness, fun and recreation, personal growth, your spirituality, you could include religion in that if you choose to, career, and wealth. Those are the eight parts of a balanced life that the members of Total Wealth Academy focus on. And I'm actually going to bring, for the spirituality, I put charity in spirituality. I love this phrase, bread for myself is a material question. Bread for my neighbor is a spiritual one. Charity is a huge part of my spirituality. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But you want to think about these eight parts of a balanced life every day. There's a woman who wrote a book, and I have not been able to find it. Cannot remember her name. But she said, think of it like a home with eight rooms. You need to go into each room daily to maintain it. Each room daily. Same thing with the eight parts of a balanced life. You need to focus on all eight parts at all times, because otherwise you end up losing your health, you end up losing your life, you end up losing your family. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
I am your host, Steve Davis, where I want to go ahead and bring my guest on. This is one of the charities that we're newly involved with. If you are in a safe place in front of a computer, you can point your browser to rebuildingtogetherhouston.org. Rebuildingtogetherhouston.org. Her name is Christine Holland. And, well, actually, let me just bring her on. Christine, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Steve, I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. I have done some stuff with, oh my gosh, Jimmy Carter's. I can't remember the name of it. We built a house. What you're doing is different, and you're able to, for about $24,000, actually rebuild a house for a family and give them a safe place to live. Would you do me a favor and kind of just tell me the mission of Rebuilding Together and what you're working on?
I'd love to. So at Rebuilding Together Houston, we believe that everyone has a right to a safe, healthy, and resilient home, and particularly in our part of the country, a home that protects them against disaster as much as possible. So what we know is that low-income homeowners, including veterans, seniors, and working families, are living in homes that are hazardous to their health. And without our services, these vulnerable families are in danger of potential displacement, even homelessness. We estimate that there are over 100,000 low-income families in Houston and Harris County that need our services. So we keep people in homes that they already own.
That I love, because there was, back when I was investing in single family, I was going to people's houses, and you would meet the elderly couple selling their house, not because they wanted to, because it was dilapidated and they couldn't afford to repair it. And you're helping people like that stay in their family home. What is the, did I get the number right? It's about $24,000.
Well, we updated our numbers from last year. Our average house last year, all in, so not just the contractor work, but what it costs for us to have insurance and a professional staff and provide as many services as possible, it's about $27,000 per family on average. And every house is different. I mean, you know that if you've been a single-family investor. But that's the average for last year, 2023.
That's still amazing. That's still amazing.
Well, it's so much cheaper and faster than new construction. And I think a lot of people who haven't studied the single-family housing market just have no idea how much faster and how much less expensive this can be. And the people we serve, the majority of them, are below 50% area median income. So many elderly folks that bought this home and scraped and saved, and they were so proud to provide a home for their family when they were working and raising their family. And now they're living on Social Security that's less than $1,000 a month. No one can maintain a house on that. And yet they love their homes. Their histories of their families are wrapped into these homes. And a lot of them don't want to sell. And if they want to sell, that's great. But no one should sell because it rains in their bed.
Absolutely.
And so we are the agent of choice in this. For the families that we can serve, we give them a choice to stay in their home if they want to, and, you know, pass it on to the next generation of their family. What is very interesting to us in looking at what Total Wealth does is that we're kind of doing the same thing in a way, because I think the folks that are involved with you know that homes equal wealth opportunities, right?
Yep.
For our families, their home represents that hard work they put in to get the American dream of home ownership, and their home is often their only asset. And so our work ensures they can pass that wealth on to the next generation of their family.
I didn't even think about that. That's really powerful. But the one that just tears me up was, you know, when they're in tears because they've got to sell a home they don't want to sell. Like you said, they raised their family there. There's so many good memories. That is so painful, and it doesn't have to happen thanks to what you're doing, Christine. I think I want to talk to the members of Total Wealth Academy that are listening. What we're going to do is between now and the expo, which is May 4th, we're going to try to raise $36,000 to give to Rebuilding Together. And we'll also have volunteer opportunities if you want to actually work on the house itself. What type of volunteers do you actually accept, Christine?
Well, the majority of our volunteers come from corporations who want team building and who support us financially as well as with volunteers, and also churches who do a lot of the same. And most of the work that we're going to do on a house is going to be done by contractors, as it should be. So we're going to stabilize the structure. We're going to put a new roof on if it needs it. We're going to repair plumbing and electrical systems as needed. We're going to take care of holes in flooring, pest infestations, all of the things that you really need a licensed expert to do,
right?
We have contractors do. Once the contractor's finished, we have a program, a health and safety program that is funded by Houston Methodist because they want to keep our homeowners out of their hospital. And so staff comes in and does a lot of safety things like making sure there's appropriate heating and air conditioning, taking care of smoke detectors, CO2 detectors, putting grab bars in to make bathrooms more accessible. And then it's time for the volunteers. And what the volunteers are invited to do for houses that are the right type of house, you can't do much on a brick house on the outside. But when those first two steps are done, we invite volunteer groups of about 20 to 25 people at a time. And they come out and usually spend 2 days working on the exterior of the house. And depending on the skill level, we may have left some carpentry for them to do. I've got an ExxonMobil crew that could build a house from scratch. And a Second Baptist crew that could do the same. And then we have other groups that aren't as skilled, and they get a house that is more simple. But the primary job of the volunteers is to put the finishing touches on the outside of the house. So they might be doing some carpentry. They are scraping, caulking, and making sure the exterior is completely sealed, keep weather out. And then they are painting the home a color that the homeowner has chosen.
That's nice.
And if the folks that are listening, if you brought a house back that was in terrible condition and now it looks fabulous and anybody would be thrilled to live there, that's what we're doing. And so it's very likely that in the same neighborhood where some of you might have invested in a single family home, there's a home down the street that the homeowner can't repair. And the before and after photos, I mean, they're absolutely astonishing. And it's funny because I've been asked before, why do you paint the outside of the house? How does that make it safer and healthier and more resilient against disaster? And the answer is, it brings the pride of ownership back to that family. And it shows everyone, something happened in this house. You know, if you're just walking down the street, you might notice your neighbor got a new roof. But when your neighbor's house is freshly painted and everything's cleaned up and it just looks amazing, it uplifts the whole neighborhood. I mean, maybe it makes the other folks in the neighborhood think, wow, I should clean my house up. Maybe it makes the small business down the street think, the neighborhood's looking up. Maybe we don't have to close. So we really count on that uplifting of a neighborhood, and that's why we concentrate a lot of our work in specific neighborhoods. So
not only that, a fresh coat of paint actually prevents corrosion in certain areas.
Yeah.
Wood rot, the caulk prevents moisture, There's, yeah, the painting a house, that the paint system, including the caulk, is a major component in a house. That's surprising that people are not aware of that.
Well, you're absolutely correct, but kids don't have shop in school anymore, Steve. we as a society, we gained some do-it-yourself skills during the pandemic, but a lot of people don't know. And the other thing that's really so great, I mean, we could pay contractors to do this, but then we wouldn't be able to stretch our dollars as far. The other thing that it really shows the homeowner is that it's not just, you know, oh, Reliance paid for my house to be repaired, or the Texas Veterans Commission, or who, you know, or Total Wealth Academy, or whoever it is that provides the funds to do it. It means something to them to see people coming out on their day off and donating their time. It really proves to these homeowners that somebody cares about them. This is deeply personal work.
That is really important. You're really expanding my mind as to how big of an effect, because a lot of times people who are low income feel like they've been forgotten. They feel unwanted, unimportant, invisible even. And yeah, the volunteers coming out, boy, puts a whole new, sorry to say this, paint job on the thing. That is impressive. I didn't even think about that particular point. So
it seems like the smallest thing, but sometimes for people's mental health and emotional well-being, it's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Okay, if you don't mind, hold on about 5 minutes. We got to go to commercial, and we'll talk more after the break. Everybody, if you're in a safe place and you can get to a browser, rebuildingtogetherhouston.org, rebuildingtogetherhouston.org. Thanks for listening. We'll talk more after the break.
There's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Christine Holland of, let me make sure I get this right, it's rebuildingtogetherhouston.org. Rebuilding Together Houston. There's a really nice interview from Fox 26 there. If you explore around, you can read some stories about some families whose lives were changed by this charity, and some before and after photos, and I'm just on the front page. So check it out, Rebuilding Together Houston. So our goal is going to be $36,000. That should cover one house, and I don't think we will have any problem, Christine, coming up with 20-25 people out of our, you know, 2,500 or 3,000 members. In fact, we'll probably have to turn people away. And Christine, they're all going to have skills. We're going to be able to bring plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and things like that. So we'll have to work closely together on putting that list together of who's coming. I want the members of Total Wealth Academy to make the donation, watch your email, and we'll send you the information, but I'm going to do the first 3,600 personally, which will leave us, what, about 32,500, something like that, 32,400 that we need to raise, and I want to get it done before the expo. The expo is May 4th. You'll be receiving notice of the expo within the 48 hours of this show, and then you'll be receiving the information about Rebuilding Together Houston by next Monday at the latest. If we can get it out sooner, we will. So how many projects do you have going right now, Christine?
Steve, I have to thank you for kicking this off. That's leadership, saying I'm going to be the first one to jump in. And I think there are a lot of people in the city of Houston who and in Harris County who would like to be more engaged in the community. And sometimes they just don't know how. So your leadership here is extraordinary. And I will tell you about how many houses in a minute, but I'd like to talk about volunteers for a moment.
Okay.
Rebuilding Together Houston has had over 300,000 volunteers since we started this effort.
That's incredible.
It's an amazing number, isn't it? And I referenced a couple of my crews that could build a house from scratch. But actually the all-time leader, and this is a testament to how much they love doing this work. People get addicted to this and want to come every spring and every fall, and many of the companies that support us have been supporting us since 1982, since we first began. And it's an extraordinary testament to their belief in our work. The all-time record holder for the most houses is BP, British Petroleum.
Wow.
They have done, I think at last count, 458 houses, and they're working toward 500. And ExxonMobil, who I mentioned earlier, they did their 400th house last year. And Second Baptist is, I think, at 258. So that's how much people enjoy giving back to the community in this specific way. So as far as how many houses we have going right now, we are at one-third of our total capacity right now.
Okay.
So we've been around a lot longer than Hurricane Harvey, but when Harvey came, we were able to reach out to hundreds of people who've been waiting for many years to get our help and say, it looks like your neighborhood's flooded. Are you ready for us to come? So when disaster strikes, it creates a huge opportunity. And Harvey, the timing of Harvey and being the largest storm in a long time, you know, Harvey and Katrina actually are about the same in terms of the level of devastation. A lot of money flowed into our community. From corporations, from churches, from individuals, everybody wanted to lend a hand. And we took full advantage of that. And we built our capacity during that time. We improved everything that we can improve so that we can do these projects more quickly and more cost effectively. And then when the hurricane's over, the money isn't coming in the same way anymore.
Right.
So we're at a third of our capacity. With more funding, we can just serve that many more people. Right now, we probably have about 25 houses in process, but we could have 75. It's just a matter of what the community understands and what the community is willing to bring forth. I said earlier, we think there are over 100,000 families in Harris County that need our help. And I think that's a very real number. So we're never going to run out of work.
I have to agree with you, because I go through neighborhoods and you see, you know, beautiful house, beautiful house, beautiful, and then terrible. And you know that family isn't just sitting there destroying their house. They just don't have the money to repair it.
Right. And you are going into neighborhoods that a lot of people who are not interested in single-family housing, they don't drive through those neighborhoods. They think that's not a safe neighborhood. So in Houston, we are far more concerned about the homeless because we see them on the side of the road. And they may not even be homeless. And homelessness in Houston, thanks to the Coalition of the Homeless and our local government and a lot of charitable contributions, homelessness has been reduced dramatically by over 50%. In the city of Houston. And don't get me wrong, no one should be homeless. But we're talking about less than 5,000, probably, homeless people. I haven't seen the number yet for this year. I think it was 3,200 last year of people who are unhoused or in shelters. A lot of homeless folks have now had the opportunity to have their own apartment, which is fantastic. But these 100,000 families are invisible because because people choose not to drive through those neighborhoods. And Steve, you've been there, so you are validating what we see every day. Usually only the people who live in those neighborhoods know the despair and the hopelessness that some of their neighbors are living with.
Yeah, and it's having leased, owned properties in those neighborhoods and leased to some wonderful, wonderful families. People think, low income, high crime, that there's no correlation as a rule. It's just because you can't judge like that. These are great people. I mean, I had, 50 to 60 houses that were in lower income neighborhoods, and I had some of the most wonderful people renting from me. It wasn't anything like I expected, let's put it that way.
Right. They're families, just like your family and my family.
Just a different income level.
Exactly.
Okay, one more time. Let me get this website out. Rebuilding Together Houston. You can make a donation there. If you're a member of Total Wealth Academy, please wait for our email, and you can make a donation through that email so that Total Wealth Academy's team gets the credit, and then we can put the volunteers together to do it, and we'll get you that information out by Monday. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Christine, before we go?
Well, Steve, I have to thank James Connolly, introduced you to I. James Connolly has been a board member at Rebuilding Together Houston, and he's been a crew leader. Actually, his group of bankers was more skilled than most groups of bankers, I can say that. So a lot of the reasons people support us is because when they hear the story, it strikes a chord with them. So I want to thank you very much for putting this challenge out to everyone listening. And for leading the way, you put your heart into this, you will get back more than what you gave.
Yeah, the other thing I love about this, Christine, is when you're done, there's a house you can see, you can touch. It's real. Sometimes you make a donation to charity, you never even see the effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
With this, you can see it, you can touch it. And know you've changed somebody's life.
It's amazing. Tangible. And you can see, when we have a crew volunteer with us, we tell the story of the family. We tell you all the contractor work that's already gone in. And we tell you about the neighborhood. A lot of people are not from Houston. And they might ask, well, what's the third ward? Why is it called that? What is that about? What's significant about this? And so we take the opportunity of their involvement to connect them to the family and to the neighborhood.
All right, Christine, I sure appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate the work you're doing.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Thank you. You asked all the right questions.
All right, you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, everybody, we'll be back after the break, and we'll get back into our discussion about leading a more balanced life and why it's so important.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're going to continue our discussion about a balanced life, and I'm going to share with you some techniques that I use to keep myself balanced. And let me make sure that you understand that I get unbalanced at times, and there are actually times that require you to get unbalanced, and we'll discuss those as well. So I don't want to give the impression that I'm perfect and my life is always balanced, blah, blah, blah. I get out of balance many, many times. One of the worst times was I actually stopped reading. I stopped self-educating, and it was actually difficult to get back into it. It was about a 3-month period where I just stopped reading, and I'm not even sure why. It was just distractions. I just didn't make it a priority. And when I finally recognized, you know, that I was stagnating, it was hard to get back into it. What I did was I set up my day so that I had, don't laugh, 10 minutes to read. And I started reading 10 minutes every day. That 10 minutes eventually turned into 20, then to 30, and then I try to read somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour every day, average. In other words, maybe on a Sunday I'll read for 2 hours, and then Monday I don't get a chance to read at all. But by the end of the week, I want to have 6 or 7 hours of reading, studying, and I count watching podcasts, anything that's educational. Because remember, self-development, personal growth, is one of those parts of a balanced life. Remember, your brain does not coast. It's either blooming or dying. If you don't read, your brain actually shrinks. It atrophies just like muscle does. Your cognitive skills slow down. It's really bad for you. But again, it could be an audiobook. It could be attending a seminar. It could be watching a podcast on self-development. Becoming a better person, becoming a better parent, better husband or wife, or whatever the situation is. Got out of working out during COVID because the gyms were closed. That's a cop-out, of course, but I used it. Do you know that when I went back to the gym, the first day I went back, it was 5 minutes before I felt like I was going to puke? 5 minutes. I think I worked out 5 minutes for the first week, 3 days. Then I got up to 10 minutes. Now I'm up to, you know, 45 minutes an hour for three to five days a week. I try to average about 4. So walk yourself into these things. Don't expect that tomorrow you're going to have a balanced life. It's going to take effort and time. Be patient with yourself. If you miss a day, don't beat yourself up. Try again tomorrow and the next day. But keep it on your mind. The best way to do this is to have a set of written goals. You know I preach this all the time. Successful people, the highly successful people, all have written goals. If you don't write them down, it's very hard to memorize these 8 parts of a balanced life and, you know, think about each one every day. But if you got them written down and you look at it, it's a really cool reminder. So I set up my day to where in the morning, I have to train in the morning because generally the afternoons and evenings, I'm just booked. So I get up early in the morning, read. Maybe I even play a little bit in the morning. I might do a Lego in the morning. That's what I did this morning. Then hit the gym, come back, read, shower, get into the office, do my work, come home. Then I focus on fun and recreation and romance. But you can put all these parts into every single day, because you don't want to ever think that if you just focus on money and you achieve your financial goals, then suddenly you'll have the money to make everything else align. It just doesn't work that way, because chances are you will have destroyed the other parts of a balanced life in the process of getting that money. That's why, you know, we're Total Wealth Academy. The total stands for wealth, all eight parts of a balanced life. If you look at our logo, it's an elephant stepping out of a sunset with eight rays of light coming from behind it. Each of those rays of light represents a different part of a balanced life. The elephant, again, represents wealth, health, balance, tenacity, courage, strength. There's so many things represented by the elephant. But the eight rays are probably the most important part. Our members are focused on building a second stream of income, but they're also focused on family, romance, fitness, fun and recreation, personal growth, spirituality, which includes charity or religion, career, and wealth. And that's another one you got to separate. You can't just have one part of your life on finance. You need two. There's your wealth, which would be your second stream of income. And then there's your career, what you do with your time. They're two different things, and you need to build both of them up. So, if you don't have written goals, let me make sure I've got the right address. We have a free goal setting class with a workbook at totalwealthacademy.com/goal setting. Let me make sure I got this right. www.totalwealthacademy. And let me type in goal setting. Make sure I got the right address for you. Yeah, it's free. You don't have to register with us. You're not going to be put on a mailing list. But there's a video that I do that you can go to each part separately, review them individually, and there's a downloadable little workbook where you set goals for each part of a balanced life. And it's free. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/goal setting and check it out. That workshop's only about an hour and a half long. And that would count, obviously, towards your 6 or 7 hours of personal development each week. Plus, you'll get your goals written down. And I set it up to be pretty much, it's everybody that takes the course says it's fun, which I really appreciate, because that was my goal. It's a fun class. There's a lot of humor to it, some seriousness, but mostly I take a very lighthearted touch, so that you're laughing, getting the endorphins flowing, getting the dopamine flowing, so that you remember the material. And then it just makes it so much easier to lead a balanced life when you've got your goals written down and you can review them in the morning and go, ooh, almost forgot about fitness. Ooh, almost forgot about fun and recreation, which is just as important. I know some of you, you've gone 3 or 4 years without a vacation because you're so focused on money. I'm telling you, you're making less money than you would if you'd have taken the vacations. Guaranteed. It's part of sharpening the saw, to borrow from Stephen Covey's work, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Make sure that you've got fun, recreation, romance, adventure in your life. Or what good is having a bunch of money if you lose your wife, you don't get along with your kids, you're 50 pounds overweight? It doesn't mean you can't be successful. Oh, I got $500 million in the bank. But you're 50 pounds overweight. Who cares about the $50 million? you're going to die 10, 15 years early. The goal is not to be the richest man or woman in the graveyard. Keep it balanced. And again, if you want this wheel of life, have it all laid out for you, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/goal-setting. TotalWealthAcademy.com/goal-setting. It's completely free. And again, you don't register. You don't have to. You don't get put on a mailing list. Go check it out. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.